Spring training baseball coming up, Giants and Mariners. Bruce Bochy joins us. All right, Brian Wilson today, what's the plan?
Well, he's going to come in, I think, the fourth inning. Could be the third. He'll follow Surkamp. Posey will be catching him, but feels good, Marty, and he's all set to go. And last time he faced hitters, thought he had good command, good velocity. And Buster will be back there, so it'll be good for Buster to catch him.
All right, so Buster goes four innings today. Hopefully everything goes well. What happens next for him?
Well, we haven't it mapped out, but at this point we'll see how he comes out of it. I'll get with Buster and the trainers tomorrow and see how he feels. Hopefully he'll be set to go on Tuesday. And then gradually we'll pick it up a little bit, extend his games, and then take him back-to-back. And we'd like to mix in a little DH and of course, a game or two at first base. But we have time, so he's on schedule. He's doing very well.
Yeah. Freddy Sanchez has been DHing, DH'd yesterday. No, not yesterday, the day before. How's Freddy doing? When will he be in the field?
Well, he actually did DH yesterday, too, in another game. We had two games, so he feels good. He needs a break today, so the plan is to DH him down in Surprise tomorrow. And I think we're looking at next Friday as far as him playing second base. He's getting closer there as far as the defensive part of it, to throwing and making the pivot. But at least he's getting at bats, getting his timing down, and he feels pretty good.
You got so many Sanchezes here, I lose track of them from time to time.
Well, I'm with you. In fact, tomorrow I had two of them in the lineup at one time, and I forgot to put the first initial. So, you know, I got to keep track of them, and both of them are very good players. But, in fact, Hector, the other Sanchez, is good to see him back behind the plate because he had a tight hamstring, and he missed, three games earlier in the week.
All right, Nate Scherholz, how's he doing physically?
Yeah, Nate, I'm hoping can go tomorrow. He's got a slight groin strain, and he's doing a lot better. If he can run the bases today on the backfield, then he'll be cleared to play tomorrow on right field, probably five innings. So it'd be good to get him back out there.
Perfect. All right, you're an old-time catcher. How'd you like Tommy Joseph yesterday? But he was a DH, but he is a catcher.
Yeah, he is doing quite a job here. This 20-year-old kid that really has a good idea of what he's doing at the plate. He's got great balance up there, power. He's got a good idea what the pitcher's trying to do to him, and got some good swings off, and ended up winning from DH, and he caught the last three innings. And I like the way he receives the ball. And there was some questions on whether he would play first or catch, but he's a catcher, and you can always move a guy to first base. So right now he's going to stay behind the plate, and he's one of our group of, I think, the best young core of catching that I've ever seen.
Is he reminding you of yourself as a young man?
Oh, I wish I had that kind of talent. I tell you, he's going to be a good one. It's not going to surprise me if I hate to jinx anybody, but knocking 100 runs and hit 20-plus home runs this year. He's got a great makeup, a tough kid. Has come along with the catching part, but he's got a real, real nice approach at the plate.
All right, one last thought for you. The ball club's running a lot down here. You're playing with a lot of energy.
Well, we're trying to promote that, not just the base stealing, but taking in the extra bases, even the triples yesterday. We want that to be their mindset, go for the extra base. I said, even if it's nobody out, you know what? Let's throw that out the window for spring training right now, especially early. I want you guys looking to advance to the next base, and let's just do a better job of that. The one thing, the hitting can come and, it's going to come and go, Marty, but one thing we can do every day is run these bases and maybe find a way to create some runs for these pitchers, because last year we showed if we score four runs or more, we had the best record in baseball. So, that has to be our goal, and hopefully running these bases a bit more aggressively help us.
Well, you got Blanco in there today. He's a lot of fun to watch.
He is. He brings a lot of energy. Great sign. He's intriguing. Can play anywhere in the outfield. Smart base runner. I saw where he got thrown out yesterday in the other game. But, he's a pesky hitter. Down in In winter ball, they call him the White Shark because of what he does on the bases. Tiburoni Blanco is his nickname, but a nice young player that I think has a good chance to make this club.
All right. Thanks for taking the time. Have a good day today.
Marty, thanks. Yeah. You can't beat this, huh? The weather and baseball here. I just love spring training. I love how the guys are going about their business. We had a nice meeting today. We had the Hall of Famers, Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, and Gaylord Perry, and Dave Dravecki, who played for the Giants, joined us, and he had a great story to tell. So we've gotten off to a good start. Now let's go out and win the game.
I'm leaving it up to you.
All right. Thanks, Marty. I'll take it. Thanks.
More coming up in KNBR 680, the sports leader.